Yeah, I wanna drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I wanna drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things power trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
I'm Chuck. He's Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Dave, did you happen to catch last Thursday's Tommy's Takes?
I did.
We have a bunch of callers lined up that want to discuss the Zamboni incident. So I think we're going to end up doing a Power Trip fan line today and take a bunch of their calls and see what's on the callers' minds. That was pretty epic. Do you have any initial thoughts on the matter?
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of huge Tommy Olsen emissions, truth serum moments on the show. As far as buzz and just looking back at Twitter and, you know, even listening to Paul Allen's show afterwards, I mean, they were joking about it throughout the day and other, I mean, it really had buzz. I mean, the Zamboni was out there.
I liked all the Zamboni GIFs that I saw on Twitter, too, immediately following, because I didn't get to listen to it live, and my Twitter feed all of a sudden was just filled with Zamboni GIFs, so I knew something was going on.
Yeah, if you weren't listening to it, which I got really lucky and was driving in at that time and was listening, but yeah, if you weren't listening live and you saw all the Zamboni references online, you would have, like, been so confused.
All right, well, let's get right to it so we can get to our callers. So let's get going with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. Well, thankfully, we've really only got one bet to talk about this week, and we can have some extra time for callers. The Kentucky Derby was this last Saturday, Dave. I don't know if you got around to hearing anything about that, but of course the Power Trip guys did the normal random draw bet. Each one of them drew a horse. It was Rosie Lieber, Hockey Corey, and Sauce. And they drew the long shots for the most part. Most of their horses were 20-1, 25-1, 30-1. And Sauce had the longest shot of them all in Country House. And it looked like the pot, of course, in the Kentucky Derby bet, it's $20 a piece. That's a $100 pot. And if nobody hits it, it carries over to the Preakness. And it looked like that's exactly what was going to happen until everything changed. Maximum Security was your initial winner of the Kentucky Derby. And so I tweeted out that the pot did indeed carry over. And then they posted an inquiry, and 20 minutes went by, and all of a sudden they ruled that Maximum Security had violated its kind of lane assignment there and had impeded the progress of a couple other horses. And they dropped Maximum Security to 17th, declaring Country House, none other than our lovely Paul Meatsauce Lambert, the winner. So Sauce House is $80, $20 a piece from the other four guys. As Maximum Security loses to Country House, your thoughts?
Okay, so number one, Country House. Got a lot of problems with Country House. Number one, it ruined all of my exotic bets for Saturday. And second off, Country House. I bet Country House's name before the race was people called Country House Country Horse more than Country House, and then it ended up winning the Derby.
I had a couple people correct me on Twitter calling it Country Horse. I'm like, no, it's Country House.
Right. Like, how dumb of a name is that? Like, Country House.
Yeah. Like, awful.
Country House needs to go to bed. It Country ruined House everything.
Definitely needs to go to bed. I myself put one bet on, well, kind of one bet. I bet on one horse in the race, and I took our good friend Brian Aragone's advice and bet on Maximum Security, and I did the old win, place, show box, where I did win, place, show bets across the board for Maximum Security, and I was feeling quite good. And even after the disqualification, I thought, well, okay, so you DQ'd him, he loses, but he'll finish second, so at least I'll make a little money back with my place and show bets. No, they dropped him to 17th. And I got nothing and liked it. And then to add injury to insult, like maybe 40 minutes later, I saw that one of the online books decided to refund all the bets on Maximum Security. And I'm like, Bovada didn't do that. So that was like more icing on the cake of, yeah, I'd kick you in the teeth again because you're not getting your bet refunded.
Yeah, can I have all my bets back? Because all my tries and supers had 7 at the top. So I'll keep waiting for that.
Hideous, hideous, hideous. Well, good for Sauce. I'm happy for Sauce. And then there were people that were confused about that, too, because they were like, how does he only win $80 on a $20 bet? Country House was 65-1. And I'm like, do you not understand how a Power Trip bet works?
Like, Rube, you ignorant slut.
I thought I had explained it pretty well in the tweet, but apparently not. So, yeah. But good for Sauce. I'm hoping they still do the Preakness and Belmont Stakes ones because, you know, they're easy enough to do. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the second leg of the Triple Crown. You can bet on it. And again, you can have a carryover. And then, you know, whichever horse just finishes the best at the Belmont will be the winner. So it's still worth betting on, even though, you know, somebody actually won the Kentucky Derby this year.
Absolutely. It's kind of unfortunate for the sport of horse racing to kind of have this black eye, but I thought what Corey brought up today was even a better take than obviously everyone being disappointed with Maximum Security getting DQ'd. Think about if they would have made enough contact to take out, you know, 7 or 8 horses, and you have a bunch of injured horses and jockeys, and I mean, that's a lot of force. That's a lot of traffic there. So it could have been a lot worse than just a simple disqualification and a long shot coming up as a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a dangerous sport, for the horses and for the jockeys. There's a lot of, force and power happening there. So yeah, it's at least fortunate that it was only financial losses in this particular case and no actual injuries to animals or people. So plus, how many times when they said DQ did you want a blizzard?
Oh, so bad. I was doing yard work because I was just disgusted right after the race. I'm like, oh, stop saying DQ. Like, all I'm thinking about is Butterfinger or Mint Oreo.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Chuck, I have one question for you while we're on the topic of horse racing. So they have all these cool names like I'll Have Another and, you know, all these really cool horse racing names. If you could name a horse with kind of a Power Trip angle, what would you name a horse?
That's a really good question, Dave. I think I would have to go with the Hawkman.
That would be sweet. Just Hawkman.
Plus, I would make, if I was the owner of Hawkman, whatever jockey I hired, I would make him wear like an 80s hairband, a wig, every time he rode the horse.
That would be genius. Maybe wear a Ed Hardy t-shirt or something, or
absolutely,
a leather coat.
Absolutely. What would your Power Trip related horse name be?
I think it would just be Touch It Steve. Because not only is, you know, you got the meat sauce liner in there, but you have, the whole Steve that he created too. I think Touch It Steve would be a cool thing. We're making the final turn. It's Touch It Steve in first, Hawkman in second.
I would say 100% that horse would have to run at Canterbury, because how much would PA love to call Touch It Steve?
Yeah, and we were there at the races on Friday night for the opener. And I was thinking about, with all the Game of Thrones stuff, that PA was going to put it in, you know, Arya Stark or the Night King pulls into first or something like that. You don't get these references because you're so ignorant. And you don't,
I actually do get the references because everybody talks about it and tweets about
That's
it.
That's true.
All right. Well, that will do it for the Betts update this week. Let's get ready for the quotes of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, it's time for the quotes of the week. We will start at number 3 with meat sauce.
Let me film. Your penis is gonna have great breath. I'm
gonna... you know, Common always says breast yoga pants and penis talk is definitely another staple on the. On the Power Trip Morning Show.
That was right off the bat this morning, too. That was a quick quotable right out of the mouth of Sauce.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we will move to number 2. It's Chris Hockey.
He had no idea that my soul was destroyed.
Let the soldiers jerk it.
Okay. This is a State Fair t-shirt idea. This is a model. This is a way of life. This is like a tramp stamp tattoo idea. Just the way that he said it was so funny. Just let the soldiers jerk it. You know, it's kind of the let the boy watch.
Let the boy watch. Can you, I can't imagine that there's one Power Trip listener who's either currently in the military or has previously served in the military that would not buy that shirt.
100%. Yeah, a little Memorial Day camo. Yeah, we need a t-shirt company.
Brilliant.
Anyways, well, we will move to number 1. He's stolen all of our hearts. He stole the entire last week and almost every week on the Power Trip Morning Show. It's another banger from Tommy Olsen.
You know my old go-to back 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade?
No idea.
Watch Keeping Up with Kardashians.
Are you serious?
And then go online, watch the real film. That was a good little 1-2 combo there. I got it done.
I can buy that.
Yeah, right.
I can buy that.
And, of course, that's what ultimately led into the whole Zamboni talk.
Exactly. And, you know, I feel like that quote kind of got lost in all the Zamboni talk, but my God, is that funny. I did the old screen grab and, you know, I have to keep going back and forth as I'm, you know, tweeting it out. And, you know, in that I listened to it like a dozen times. It's just so funny.
Oh, it's brilliant. That's it. That is a great quote. And like you said, it quickly got eclipsed a little bit with all the Zamboni talk. But yeah, that's an awesome quote.
Yes, the fuel that started the Zamboni fire, the old Kardashians. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
All right, and we might as well go ahead and do our trivia answer right away so we have plenty of time for phone calls and fan line. So, Dave, you want to tell us what the trivia question of the week was and what the answer is?
All right, so last week we talked about the Sludge-a-thon, you know, as one of my favorite things that happened on in KFAN history, that 24-hour marathon benefiting the Lupus Foundation of Minnesota. And sadly, it ended. Corey, we interviewed Corey probably a couple of months ago now, and kind of explained why they are not doing it anymore. But the question was, how many Sludge-a-thons have there been? And the answer is 9. There have been 9 Sludge-a-thons. The last one was in 2016. The funny thing, and I was going to try to find the audio, it was in the last hour, the 24th hour of the 2016 show, and they were talking to the new head of the Lupus Foundation of Minnesota, and they're like, he asked Corey, well, are you going to do it again next year? And Corey kind of scoffed and said, well, we can't just stop at 9, you know, come on, we got to get to 10. And, you know, sadly that's the last we've heard of the Sludge-a-thon. So, happy Memorial to to the Sledge-a-thon.
Yep. So 9 was the correct answer. We had several guesses. Unfortunately, we only had one person that got it right. So
we did get one. All right.
We did. Lance Sexton, you are the winner. Yes. So he correctly said that there were 9 of them. So Lance, you see us at an event, you get a free beer. Them's the rules. So thanks for that answer, and thanks to all the Rubes that guessed. But Lance was the correct answer. So
how about that name, that suave name?
I know,
Lance,
man.
Sexton.
Much better than Suaveed.
Put a saxophone in his hand.
All right. Well, it's time to move on to what is possibly one of the most epic moments of 2019. In case you didn't hear it last Thursday, and by the way, I am appalled, quite frankly, at the number of people that told me, well, I haven't listened to it yet, or no, I missed that, or whatever. If you haven't heard Tommy's Takes by 12 o'clock on Thursday, what are you doing with your life, honestly?
Yeah. I mean, if your job doesn't allow you to listen to Tommy's Takes before noon, you got to find a new job.
You need to quit. That's all there is to it. So for those of you that haven't heard the full Zamboni incident audio, or for those of you that just want a refresher, here it is, followed by Fanline.
I have one that I'm kind of nervous to bring up, but I'm going to bring it up anyway.
Ooh, okay.
Please do.
So afterwards of watching the Kardashian film, right? And there's cleanup, let's say.
Okay, Tommy.
Tommy, it's 7:30 in the morning.
No, I got you, baby.
No, it's okay. Sometimes
Ben couldn't be more disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed. I just,
but
I,
like,
I'm so terrified.
Not where I thought this was going
to
go.
It has to go somewhere, right?
Well,
we all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah. Keep go on. Go on.
I have,
yeah, we get
I have
it.
A patented move called the Zamboni, right? And you take your waistband.
Whoa,
and you pull it up.
Wait, what?
I told you I was on the border. I didn't want to say it.
No, now you have to.
Well, yeah, now you have
this
to.
This is a poor choice of words, but now you have to finish.
Yeah, sounds like you already did.
Wait, yeah, it's what? After that. It's yeah. So,
you, but then what? Get closer to the microphone because everyone wants to hear this forever.
But then what? But then you and the sales staff want to hear this.
What
okay,
now?
So after
it's
it gets cleanup. Collected,
it's called the Zamboni.
We're past that part.
So,
now what happens?
So after it gets wiped away by your Zamboni move, then what?
No, that's it. So like you take your waistband,
you go about
of
your day,
your shorts, yeah, or whatever.
Your waistband is
it's
the
usually
cleanup.
It's usually at night, right?
Do you change your pants?
Well, not to go to if it's at nighttime, you just go to bed like that.
My gosh, Tommy,
do you ever wear those pants where there's black lights?
No. You throw them in the wash the next morning before you shower.
Tommy, your patented move needs to change.
No, it's a Zamboni. That's
no,
it.
I know the name of it.
You can call it whatever you want.
Tommy.
You can call it the squeegee. I don't
I
care what you
call it. I speak for the U.S. Copyright Office. Your patent has been denied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How do you... it's got... The pants stick to you.
Right. Right. They do. But it's a little uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
God, you're a disgusting mess.
Yeah, that's
you are too horny.
All these things you talk about, like reusing towels 97 times, mm-hmm. the Zamboni move.
Yeah.
These are all hardcore bachelor moves. Once you get married, I'm telling all of these are going away. Well, or you're gonna catch hell.
I don't know, man. I don't
so
know.
Many of these are gonna go away.
Tell me none of you guys have been there.
Nope.
I live alone.
You can
hook all of us up to lie detector tests. At least I can speak for myself. I don't know why I'm speaking for these three, especially Sauce. I would bet a lot of money none of us have ever done the Zamboni.
Yeah.
Really?
Especially intentionally.
Even in like times of crisis where you need to clean quick?
What kind of crisis are we talking
about? It's just
about?
So convenient.
What are you doing? It's so convenient.
Yeah, is an earthquake going around? And you're like, I got to finish.
Is there a terroristic threat at home?
Are you going down in an airplane?
Yeah, no pun intended. Are you in the middle of an episode of 24? What's happening?
I know.
Wow.
Man, that was something you absolutely should have kept to yourself.
Not only have I never heard of that, I've never dreamt of that.
I never thought about doing it.
Never thought it was an option. And I can't, I can see the Zamboni method
working.
And then going and changing your clothes. But sleeping in it is...
I just feel like there's got to be multiple passes of the Zamboni.
That's, yeah. Yes!
It's not just like one fell swoop, up. Yep, yeah. Got it all. Like, no.
Especially if it's been a while.
Yeah. Sometimes you're really stretching that waistband.
Then you need,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Time now for the Power Trip Fan Line on the Bets and Quotes Podcast Network. Your chance to talk about today's show with the Power Trip broadcast team. Add to the conversation on Power Trip Fan Line by calling 651-989-KFAN or toll free at 1-800-320-5326. Now, it's your reaction to all the action. Power Trip Fan Line. Here's Chuck and Dave.
Welcome to Power Trip Fan Line. Alongside Dave, I'm Chuck. We have got a ton of callers lined up for today. This is one of the craziest things we've ever seen on the Power Trip Morning Show. Dave, did you ever think we'd see a day like today?
I did not. I mean, obviously, there have been plenty of big-time Tommy Olsen moments. But to quote the Jags lady herself, Tommy kind of stole the show.
Well, you're right. There have been a ton of Tommy revelations over the last several months, but this was absolutely the icing on the cake. Unfortunately, in this case, the icing was a little bit salty. What is your initial thought? Are you pro-Tommy on this, or are you you anti-Tommy on the whole Zamboni move?
See, I just think people are not putting him in the... not recognize the situation for what it is. I mean, he had to get the poison out. He was in a sexual emergency. As for just falling asleep afterwards, you know, I could maybe see somebody disagreeing with that, but maybe you guys are just all old fogies and me and Tommy aren't getting it.
I don't know. Judging by the reaction of those that were in studio on Thursday and those that commented on Friday, I'm tending to believe that the callers are not going to be in support of Tommy on this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not, you're not going to, not everyone's going to go out to Twitter and go on the radio and, you know, try to defend Tommy in this situation. But have they done it? Maybe that's another thing.
All right, well, let's go to the phones and take our first caller. We've got Al from Fargo. Al, what's your take on this whole Tommy Zamboni situation?
You know, what really blows me away about all this is that Tommy's an athlete. And as an athlete, you should have a plan before you go into battle. And this whole Zamboni thing, I mean, not to mix basketball and hockey metaphors, but it's kind of like the guy who jumps up in the air with no place to go with the ball. How can you not have a wet wipe? I mean, I understand we're always in the throes of, when you're in the throes of the passion and you're jacking the beanstalk, that sometimes things are going to happen. But for that to be your strategy, it just strikes me as a guy with a lack of a plan. That's, I'm just disappointed more than anything else.
It was an emergency situation.
Yeah, but Dave, do you sleep with socks on, or do you have socks nearby your bed? I mean, I sleep with socks on and they're right there. I mean, how big of an emergency can this be?
Nobody sleeps with socks on. Let's get that over with. No, nobody sleeps with socks on.
My toes get cold. Sometimes I only sleep with one sock on if there is an emergency, but at least I have a plan.
Sometimes you have to get the poison out so bad that you don't think about the strategy. You just got to do it.
I mean, I can't even listen to the song, "I Want to Drive a Zamboni" anymore. I mean, it seriously traumatized me.
I know. The Gear Daddies will never be the same.
Indeed. Indeed. So I just think, you know, have a plan, Tommy. That's all I'm saying. You know, a sock, a wet wipe, you know, a towel, anything, anything. But you, and then to sleep in it afterwards, I mean, it just strikes me as, you know, a tad bit gross.
Well, I mean, you get so tired afterwards. I mean,
it's barbaric. You eventually wake up. I mean, wouldn't you at least at some point change your drawers? He definitely made it sound like he sleeps all night long like that.
I mean, there is a saying that says you made your bed, now you have to lie in it. But there's no saying about what he's doing. You know, you can switch shorts. It's all right.
It's 100%.
Ellie, you kind of sound experienced there. Have you Zamboni before?
Once, but I was young and I grew out of it. And probably Tommy will the same, you know.
Well, thanks for the call, Al. We appreciate your input on this situation. And Dave, I'm going to have to, again, agree to disagree with you on this one because I know it's an emergency, but you can definitely find something to clean up with. Al's 100% right.
Oh, those Fargo people always rooting against Tommy.
Yeah, and you would think the Fargo people would give Tommy a little bit of a break after he showed up in Fargo for the show there. I thought he'd kind of mended some fences, but apparently, if Al's any representation of the tone in Fargo, they're a little bit disappointed in Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not to stereotype Fargo, you know, and to generalize or make any assumptions, but Fargo's pretty greasy. You kind of think of Fargo as Green Bay West. I don't know about their judgment.
By the way, are you on Twitter?
Oh yeah, thanks for asking, Chuck. I am on Twitter @3RonJohnson on Twitter. @3RonJohnson on Twitter.
We've got our next caller. It's Justin from Woodbury. You're on Fan Line.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about the Zamboni and the fact that if Christopher Allen Hockey thought it was disgusting, that everyone else should think it's disgusting. I mean, how horny do you have to be to pull off the Zamboni?
Oh, tell me about it. Like, not only to pull off the Zamboni, but then to lay there for, what, 8 hours in it? I'm like, come on, Dave, there's no justifying that.
You can't tell me that hockey hasn't been horny enough to do something as disgusting or even more disgusting than what Tommy has done here. Come on, boys.
Yeah, but with hockey's case, he's usually with somebody. Now, maybe she's on the zero or one end of the scale, but he's with somebody where, you know, maybe she can help with the cleanup process. I don't think hockey's going to find himself in an emergency situation without, I mean, he's experienced. Hockey's, you know, we love the guy. He's the oldest of the crew. He's experienced. He's been there before. You know, hockey has a plan for everything. So hockey's not going to find himself in that situation and not have any idea what to do.
And let's be honest, after that zero, hockey totally showered off immediately.
Hey, what stays in Colorado, or what happens in Colorado stays in Colorado.
I hope that stayed in Colorado. Well, Justin, thank you so much for your call. It's good to have you here on Fanline tonight. And I 100% agree with your take. That's bad when Chris is offended. You've hit rock bottom.
All right, thanks guys.
Yeah, well, one guy who's never offended at anything is John Creasel, and Creasel on Friday kind of gave his little perspective on it, and I thought it was interesting. For a man that served many years in the military, he claims that he's never heard anybody mention anything even like this, and these are military guys we're talking about.
Yeah, he even accidentally put on the sticky sleeve once. I don't know, Chuck, what would you rather do, put on the sticky sleeve or fall asleep when driving the Zamboni?
I think probably the sticky sleeve, just because it was fully an accident and it was caught fairly quickly. It wasn't something that lasted all night long.
All night long. Great point.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to get a female perspective here, Dave. We've got Lisa from Cougar Town. Lisa, you're on Fan Line.
Longtime listener, first time caller, and I have a question about this whole Tommy Zamboni thing. Does his mom really do his laundry? And did she get this news broken to her live on air? And oh my God, how gross is that? Think about the poor woman who has to do his laundry. I
100% agree with you. And to answer your questions, Lisa, as far as we can tell, his mom definitely does his laundry. And he definitely, obviously he still lives with her. And he reported that she was texting him before the segment was even over. That's disgusting. How on earth can you justify a mother doing her son's laundry after the Zamboni move?
I mean, it's really all he knows. I mean, Tommy doesn't have any adult, you know, other than having a big boy job, he's still the kid who lives in the basement. I mean, he doesn't know any better.
So your justification is this woman's been doing his laundry his whole life, so it's acceptable because that's what she knows?
That's what Tommy knows. He doesn't know how to do the laundry.
That poor, poor woman. She is, Mrs. Olson, if you listen to this, you are a saint.
Man, thinking about poor Tommy's mom. But speaking of that, Chuck, what do you think the odds are that you and I get invited to Steak Sundays at one point?
Oh, how good would Steak Sunday be?
Oh, little asparagus and holiday sauce. Oh yeah.
I might be able to overlook a Zamboni or two if I was in attendance for a Steak Sunday. I 100%. I certainly would not bring up the Zamboni if I was in attendance. I wouldn't do that at all. Yeah. Yeah, between the horse getting disqualified or DQ'd and thinking about DQ to thinking about poor Tommy's mom and that laundry to Steak Sunday. Hmm.
Now, unfortunately, I'm thinking of holiday sauce and the Zamboni. It's just kind of ruining the whole Steak Sunday for me.
Yeah, that kind of derails it just a little bit. All right, let's take another caller. We've got Smitty in Burnsville. Smitty, you're on Fan Line.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank
you. First time, long time listener here. And my question about the whole Zamboni thing is more about what Corey said the next day when Chris Hockey was explaining about the, you know, after you're done flogging the dolphin and you got kind of the cleanup, and he kind of went through and detailed the whole waistband process and snapping it and sliding it down. And Corey had a really hard time kind of understanding this. So I'm wondering when Corey's roughing up the suspect, what kind of a procedure he's going through, if he's doing it from a standing position or kind of what's going on. Do you guys have a take on that?
It's a very good question, Smitty. You know, obviously I haven't witnessed anything firsthand, but given Corey's propensity to faint occasionally, I would guess he's not standing up. Dave, do you have any thoughts on what Corey might be doing during the process?
Well, it sounds like Corey's not very experienced with the act, maybe in general. Obviously, not everybody's a pro Zambonier like Tommy. But yeah, I think maybe Corey's just a novice. He doesn't really know what he's doing down there.
Now, Corey's more of a planner, though, too. So I'm guessing that he, you know, he has some kind of plan. Like, you know, maybe he's a sock guy. Now, Chris is the one that's always bringing up the old socks. But Corey kind of strikes me as a sock guy. I don't know. What do you think, Smitty? Do you think maybe he's a sock guy?
Well, I think that's probably on the right track. I'm thinking maybe when he tenderizes the tube steak, he also has a tube sock ready to go. It seems his reaction to it was more like that. The waistband was just kind of to trim up around the edges, so to speak. When he's done frosting the maple bar, he does more of kind of, you know, taken care of by the sock and then just a little waistband cleanup on aisle three going on. That'd be my take on it.
That's I think you're probably pretty right on there with that take. That just strikes me as the type of planning that Corey would do, being a very meticulous guy. Now, you know, while we're on the topic, we might as well discuss what Meat Sauce would do. Meat Sauce, you know, to me is less of a planner. And so I would guess that Meat Sauce is probably one. It doesn't sound like he sleeps in it like Tommy does. But I also have to think that Meat Sauce has to come up with more of a plan on the fly at the last minute, especially in the emergency situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like he doesn't even... Sauce wouldn't even have a Zamboni to clean his ice.
That sounds like that could potentially be true. Now, the other guy that wouldn't have a Zamboni to clean his ice is old Nightshirt Bonus, because what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, that's kind of like a tuck and roll situation there. You know, basically make a tortilla that thing, roll up a tortilla that thing over your head.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Smitty. It was good to speculate on what the other guys probably do, because I don't think any of them obviously are replicating Tommy's strategy, but none of them were real clear on their strategy either. So it's good to always speculate.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. You are really hitting these hard hitting items that other shows are afraid to talk about. So I think this is a really good service you guys are doing.
That's why we're here for you on Fanline. Thanks for the call, Smitty.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, we're definitely not afraid to tackle the tough issues on Fanline. You know, that's why we're here. We want to debate, you know, both sides of the issue. It just seems like that Tommy is absolutely on the wrong side of this issue.
Well, the phone lines are still lit up here, so maybe someone on hold is going to be on Team Tommy with me.
I think the only way somebody's going to be on Team Tommy is if they misunderstood exactly what he said, which I don't know how you could have, but apparently Corey did, because it took Corey until Friday to realize that the, I don't know, icing, as it were, was actually on Tommy. How did Corey miss that?
I honestly don't know. It happened at about 7:30 on Thursday, and that really just dominated the rest of the show. For him not to figure out what the true meaning of the Zamboni is, or what Tommy was really describing, was kind of funny. But glad it got brought up again first thing Friday morning, and obviously, that kind of dominated the morning as well too.
Definitely good to get it clarified, because you wouldn't want Corey to file a patent for it, since apparently Tommy's already patented that move.
Right, it is a patented move. The trademark on the waistband.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
You're listening to Power Trip Fanline on the Bets and Quotes Podcast Network.
Back to the phones we go. Let's talk to Juan from Savage. What have you got for us, Juan?
What I think is, I want Tommy to tell us everything. You know, some people say we can't trust what Tommy tells us. Is it true? Is it false? Everything Tommy says is true, from the towels that he uses to peeing in the shower to wiping his ass. This Zamboni story is classic Tommy. I mean, we've all been there. We've all had stuff on us. We've all had to wipe off. Some of us have our sex towels. But to have a signature move in crisis, and it's such a crisis that he just lays down and goes to sleep after it. It's like, this is classic Tommy.
So are you offended by it, or are you kind of proud of Tommy?
I'm proud of Tommy. I want Tommy to trust this. You know, we might laugh a little bit about it, but at the end of the day, we do want the truth. And that's what Tommy gives us every time he's on the radio.
Right. Tom, I mean, this was a sexual emergency. He had to get the poison out. So I'm glad you're with me in defending Tommy. It sounds like it was a sticky situation, and he had to sleep on it. But it's glad to hear I'm not the only one to have Tommy's back.
Definitely. You know, we were all bachelors at one time. We all did stuff. It's just Tommy's sort of extending those years, even though he's got Old Bay with him, you know?
So it sounds like, Juan, you would pretty much be okay with whatever Tommy did, as long as he was honest about it. Is that what you're telling us?
I have a secret to tell you guys. I spent 8 years active duty in the military. I was a Marine, so just like John Creasel, I've heard worse stories than this, and some of the things that people tell me, I look at them and I make fun of them, but I never judge them, because people have their own things.
So is this the first time you've heard of the Zamboni, or have you heard this tale before?
This is the first time I've actually heard somebody talk about it privately. You know, I've seen people wake up with some crusty stuff around them, and it's like, why would you not wipe that off? But sometimes you got to do with what you got.
So give it to Tommy for, I mean, at least he cleaned up. I mean, he could have just.
At least he cleaned up, but I think most of us go a little step further and get rid of that right away.
Well, thank you for the call, Juan. It sounds like we might need to do Juan fan line at some point in the future. So stay tuned for that. Anytime.
Thank you
for the input, Juan.
And anything for you guys. You guys are awesome. Great podcasts, quotes, bets. Love you guys.
All right, well, I think we have time for one more call here tonight on Fanline.
All right, Red Bull, gotta do it.
It looks like it's Dwight from Indiana. What do you got for us, Dwight?
Dwight Hockey here, and I'm pissed.
You're pissed? What are you pissed about, Dwight?
I heard young Tommy talking about his Zamboni. And what really pisses me off is I created that move back on June 9th, 1969. Do the math. And back my time, I called it glazing the grass, because I was listening to Grazing the Grass. I'm completely disgusted he stole my move.
So you're not really against Tommy's move per se. You're more against the fact that he stole your move.
Exactly. In fact, I'm quite proud of the young lad, and I'd love to adopt him. But I'm pissed he stole it without my permission.
Did you ever file an official patent with the U.S. Patent Office, Dwight?
I tried that, and they gave me a restraining order. They said that I should not have shipped that kind of evidence in the mail.
I see. So you don't hold the official patent on it. So basically, like a lot of other ways, you're just giving us a load of shit?
Yes.
Thanks for your call, Dwight, and please have another one on us.
Don't let them steal our women.
All right, well, that's all the time we have tonight on Fanline. I think the callers were pretty convincing that Tommy.
You know, Tommy's a different breed. He's a wild animal. He's a sexual primate. You know, maybe not everybody agrees with him. That's fine. Tommy doesn't care. Tommy speaks the truth. He's a red-blooded, beautiful son of a bitch. And when he's got to get the job done, he's got to get the job done.
He's definitely one old son of a bitch, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us on Fanline. We're here for you whenever there's controversial topics on the Power Trip.